Here's some loud music, which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Thank you. That was pretty raucous. You're listening to Terminal Addiction. I'm Richard LeBlanc. We just heard Declone with their track Living in Chaos off of Creation and Destroy LP. Released last year. Very, very good. Good album. And it's very brutal. So you gotta love it. Before Declone, we did Discharge, Society's Victim, Antipasti, No Government, Permaculture, Beg for More, Anthrax, Prime to Pension, and we started out the show with The Mob, The Gates of Hell, off their classic LP, Let the Tribe Increase. Not much happening, just gonna play. Got a bunch of British stuff, and then to play. I think I'm going to play a bunch of metal now. So I guess that's really all that's up. Remember, check out caravs.org. Check out my blog, terminaladdictioncaravs.org. And let's just keep the show rolling. I'm going to play the first track off the Donna Humans, Blurst of the Birdfish 7-inch, Tope Plode Blurst. So let's hear that.
Yeah. Mr. Beal, and I won't have it!
Or
Went on for a little bit too long there. Wanted to play too much stuff, I guess. That was Seeds in Barren Fields with Beneath the Somber Halls. Their side of the split with Marnost off their split LP. Track was Beneath the Somber Halls. Had a long segment there, so let me kind of recap everything in a detailed manner. The black metal hardcore stuff before Seeds in Barren Fields, that was two tracks by Cloud Rat, Ink Blot, then Aroma, off of their split LP with Moksha. And then in reverse order, all the power violence stuff I played. Combat Wound and Veteran, My Spine, I'll just say Buttstorm, Drowning, Crows, Subculture, Self-Hatred, Sodomy, Asuk, Corners, POF, Human Shield. And then the metal stuff I played in reverse order, Chaos Horde, Baton Rouge's Chaos Horde, Revenge, for them, Deathside, with their track Stop It. And then I started out the set with Donna Human's Torque Load Blurst, and then right after that was American Cheeseburger's Haha Yes, with their, that was their side off the Bukkake Boys split 7-inch. Ooh, a lot of stuff. Sorry about all the power vaunts. All those tracks are so short, and all the LPs go between 33 and 45, so I got kind of forgot to switch some LPs to the right speed. But oh well. Good practice. Remember, you're tuned in to Terminal Addiction. My name's Richard LeBlanc. This is 88.7 FM KRVS. And I don't know what else to say. Check out KRVS.org and check out my blog, Terminal Addiction, KRVS.org. Don't have too much time left, so I'm actually going to change the pace just a little bit and play an Iowa band called Be Kind to Your Neighbor, so some kind of like screamo type stuff, and then play Vita Blue. And I think that's probably all I have time for. So, as always, thanks for listening, thanks for tuning in. Please support the station. Go to KRVS.org. Check all that stuff out. So let's do this. The track I will play for Be Kind to Your Neighbor will be Sick of the House. And the Vita Blue track I'm going to play is HE Double Hockey Sticks. The Be Kind to Your Neighbor self-titled album. And Vita Blue, that album, is Our Miracle Point of Contact. And for those of you who don't know, Vita Blue later changed their name to Ting Brand. So let's continue with that. So that's it pretty much for the show. And let's listen to some screamo. I'm gonna
people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects. Ironically, a charred copy of the very amendment was found in the debris.
It's unbelievable that that's what happened. And anybody else who says anything different, they shot. If I thought that an ATF drive up in front of the structure and shoot, I'd throw my man in the car.
Saw the bullet holes on the door on the right side. Almost every bullet hole was an incoming round. And what I mean by that is the metal door, you could easily tell that the bullets were incoming rounds. They were punching.